Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Normally, we go inside the 49ers locker room to talk to a current 49er, but Niner said, hey, it's the postseason. We're not doing interviews. We're not doing interviews with you. We're not doing interviews with anyone. So you can forget about that. So I said, well, let's go inside the 49ers locker room with a man who used to dress from inside the 49ers locker room, presented by Harris Ranch Beef, legendary quality. Shop all your local Raley's, Bel Air, and Nob Hill supermarket for all of your tailgate needs. Two-time Pro Bowler, one-time Super Bowl champ, Eric Davis. How are you, man? It's been a long time since we said hello.
Hey, man, I'm doing well. Glad I can help you guys out since the important people couldn't come by.
No. You're very important, and let me tell you, it's good to talk to you once again, and at the end of this, you're even going to get some steaks. So it just works out for everyone. Lucas is able to book a guest attached to the Niners. We're able to feed you before the entire day is over, so everyone walks away happy, which is rare from this radio show, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, you know what? It's excellent. It's always good to talk to you guys, man. It's always good.
So, Seattle, as I was saying earlier, Eric, they're the team that no one expected. No one expected them to even be talented this year. No one expected them to be relevant. Nobody expected them to be in the playoffs, that's for sure. Nobody expected them to even show up in the playoffs because everyone was thinking, well, at Lambeau, the Packers are going to beat the Lions and goodnight Seattle. But no, here they are still. How surprised are you that Seattle has managed to arrive in this moment? And then we'll get to the Niners, obviously, but they seem like a fish out of water, which makes them weird and dangerous in some way.
Well, I'm not that surprised, believe it or not. I don't know if you know, I went to training camp with Seattle. I was there the entire training camp. Pete Carroll invited me up, and I sort of hung out and saw the philosophy of what was going on. And I was there as a coach, so I was there sort of seeing how he wanted to implement the plan for this year. And I'm not surprised because day one, before the players ever even showed up, he basically said, this is the type of year we're going to have. This is how we're going to have to win. This is the core group. These are the players. And for us to do anything, they're going to have to buy into this mindset of playing ball, playing it a certain way, playing it ugly, and understanding that at the end of the day, I take every second, but plan on winning. And you're winning, and his mindset is that you're winning from ahead or you're winning from behind, but you're winning, and you're going to get there ultimately. So that's why I'm kind of not shocked, because I saw him sort of put it in place with the guys doing training camp, and then things worked out for him because they fought just hard enough. Now, with that being said, I mean, it's not going to be enough against the Niners, but, you know, to answer the question, I'm not shocked that they were able to squeeze every ounce out of themselves because they sort of went into the year expecting it. You know how some clubs, I played on some teams where we went in and it was like we would look at the schedule during training camp and like, all right, you know, we'll be, 14-2. We're man 13-3. We'll skip. We'll mess up somewhere. You know, that's how we used to look at it. But these guys are like, we got to fight. So that's how the club is built. But as I said, it's just not enough to play the Niners right now.
I get why you would feel that way about the Seahawks in October when they won 5 out of 6. But right after that, they lost 5 out of 6. Did you start seeing that belief that Pete Carroll had inculcated in them was suddenly fading, or was it just the vagaries of a team that's not as talented as its final record would show?
They're an average ball club, and they had a lot. It's a young ball club, and they were having to grow, having to learn how to play. And I'm telling you, he was preaching to them early on that those days were coming. No matter what happened, enjoy the high times, but the low ones are coming. And how do you respond to those? What do you learn? When things are bad, okay, now let's have some fun and figure out how to do things with this cloud hanging over our head. And I mean, there were still guys, and I was having conversations throughout the year. There are guys on that coaching staff that I talk to regularly. They still believe that was the way they had to approach it and teach it because it's such a young ball club. That Legion of Boom and that crew, they're gone. So he's trying to reestablish what's there, and ownership have given him an opportunity to reestablish his philosophy in it. So that's what they were doing. So, I wasn't that concerned about it. I wasn't there, but did they believe that, okay, if they keep fighting, they'd have a chance? Yeah, they did. I'm not making it up. Those guys, actually, they were preaching it, and the players bought into it. And that's really all that sort of matters. You got to believe in the system. You got to see it work, and once you see it work as a player, you will then buy in, and you'll do it because you believe the guys that are setting the plan know what they're talking about.
Super Bowl champion Eric Davis here on 95.7 The Game with Damon and Ratto. So let's talk about the position that you mastered when you played, and tell me a little bit about why Mooney Ward, Chavarius Ward, is, Christian McCaffrey, without a doubt, the best in-season pickup. The best off-season decision that this team made was adding him. He's been spectacular.
Yeah. When they first signed him, I said that was a good signing. I knew it. When everybody was talking about getting players, I thought this guy, and I believe that if E-Man, I said it early on. I mean, you can go back and check the receipts where I said if they stayed healthy, at the end of the year, you'd be looking at this secondary as one of the best in the league. They'd be in that argument, that best in the league argument. But because I knew that this was a player that they brought in that was ready to take that leap. He's consistent in what he needs to do. He's technically sound. He's tough. He's nasty. He likes the challenge. He's a gunfighter. But playing corner, man, you got to be. It's a gunfighter's mentality. That's truly how it is. If you're going to last at the position, play the position well. But what I mean by that gunfighter's mentality is that going into it, you can walk off your paces, but sooner or later, a bullet's going to hit you. You're going to turn. You're going to fire. You're going to get shot from time to time. But that true gunfighter, no, even if I catch a slug, I'm going to still get my shot off. And you're going down with me.
So the guy who's been...
I'm going to shoot my shot every time. And that's who he is.
The guy who's been catching the most amount of strays by design is D'Amador Lenore. He gets picked on week in, week out. As I've been saying, there is no shame in being the weak link on a defense this good. I mean, somebody has to be the person to attack on this defense. And through no fault of D'Amador Lenore, it's him. I still think, though, he does a pretty good job more often than not. When you look at him, what do you see in D'Amador Lenore, or is this a guy who just unfortunately gets to wear the dunce cap in every single offensive meeting that every opponent has?
Well, number one, he's not a weak link. You just said if you have the number one defense in the league, there aren't weak links. You don't get there if you have a weak link. He's going to give up more plays because you just touched on it. He's going to give up. He's going to see more action. So if it's his bottom line. It's like a receiver that gets more balls thrown to him. He's going to have more drops. You'll look at the catch, but see, that's what happened. No one pays attention to the catches. They'll start to worry about the drops. And that's what happens. You start to look at this guy. Well, he's given up some plays. Like the last game, he gave up one play. But then what happened after that? You know, he played well. He's going to give some things up. And let's remember, he two things. Number one, he's young. He's got to grow. The last game, his eyes got him in trouble. The same thing's happening with Huff. Huff is a really good player. I think Huff is going to be a great player. But he's bad eyes right now, and that happens when you're a young player because there are a lot of things that you have to learn and how to see and how to distinguish when they're trying to make it just alike, look just alike. What's the difference? Those things are going to happen. You know, when you're in position, one of the most frustrating things as a young player is when you're in position, is finishing. Why didn't I finish that play? And I see that in Lenore where he even back on the ball with Green his last game. He got back into position, didn't finish the play. So all of those things will happen. He's young, and he has to learn how to finish in that aspect. So we just got to let him grow. And, you know, and as I said, he's going to get those other opportunities because he is the other guy. You brought in Mooney. Everyone was going to test him early to see if he's really that guy. And now he shows he's that dude. So, you know, you're going to get those 38, going to get the plays. And then the other thing, remember, he's out of position. He's not an outside corner. They didn't draft him to be an outside corner. And so many people are mad at him. Like I said before, you should be mad at Ambry Thomas. That's the guy that they drafted to be outside. Lenore is not even in position. I mean, you got two guys in Jimmy Ward and Lenore that are out of position, really, and you still end up with the number one defense. So I don't really think there's a weak link on this defense. Why I keep going back to saying that I don't see Seattle winning this game. The only thing that I think helps them in this game is that weather is going to be one of those type days that the weather is a thing, and I don't think it's an issue. Of course, you play football in the rain, but Kyle tends to call a much more conservative game. History says he calls a conservative game when there's weather, and that worries me.
Is there a path for the Seahawks on Saturday other than the weather creating four turnovers for them?
No. No, for Seattle to win this game, they have to have this is where it is. You've played 17 games over 18 weeks. Seattle has shown that they are an average football team. Over that same amount of time, the 49ers have shown that they are a very good football team. They now have an opportunity to show that they can be a great football team, but they have shown that they are a very good football team. For Seattle to have a chance to win this game, of course, they played again, so they have a chance. But for Seattle to win this game, they have to have a perfect game, and the Niners have to have a bad day, a really bad day. And it will still be close, and the Niners should win that game. I just don't see how they can win the game because the 49ers simply have more talent. Their X's are better than the other team's O's across the board. So they're better at every matchup that's going to matter in this game. I don't see how they can win it.
Eric Davis here on 95.7 The Game. I just want you to go back to your playing days, and let me ask you this question. Forget about the names involved. Forget about the uniforms involved. I tell you, Eric, you are a starting corner today in a playoff game against a third-string quarterback. You just got to be licking your chops no matter who that is, right?
Absolutely. But also remember this, if you're talking about Purdy's a backup. He's not the third. He's not the third string. He's the first backup that played. Because Trey Lance isn't a backup, and Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't a backup. This is the first backup that played for them, and you know, he's playing like a backup. Because the thing about this offense is that it's not quarterback-centric. You need the guy to make some plays, and he's able to make some plays. He's much more athletic than Jimmy, and he's able to extend plays and make plays with his legs. He was playing with house money. I said that day one on my podcast, the first time he came in, I was like, I'm fine. I just need to see him play one game after the Miami game because that was the perfect week for him to come in. He had been running his offense the entire week. And then I said, next week, let me see. He came in. He played. I was like, oh, he's fine. He's doing what I wanted the backup to do, come in, be able to run the offense and spread the ball around. And I said, he's playing with house money. Like, well, you win two games, you're in the playoffs, house money. Now, the end zones are red. when the end zones turn red, now it's time for him to be a legend. It's your team. You are running it now. So the backup, and so you're licking your chops and all of this stuff. He's proven he can play. But you know me, yeah, I would have been like, okay, that like we got a shot, because the DB room I was in, you know, guys would have been already placing bets on who was going to do what and everything else. It costs you a whole lot if you let other guys get interceptions in that room. But with Purdy going into this game, you know, looking at it from the standpoint, from the Seattle Seahawks standpoint, I don't think they're going to view it like this is a third string guy at all, because he's playing far too well. And he's already beaten them, which again is, which that, it makes Seattle the perfect. I'm so happy. I know people don't like playing a team three times in a year, but I'm so happy we're playing Seattle, because you got your rookie quarterback, his first playoff game, red end zone, and he gets to go to sleep the night before knowing that he's about to face a team that he's already beaten. So he's going to sleep well. I love it.
So, Eric, let's just wrap up. Sounds like you definitely got him over Seattle for a lot of reasons that you have, you know, shared with us. Let's say they even win the next game. Who is the one team you would want to see in the NFC title game? Who's the one team you don't want to see in the NFC title game?
I don't care who's in it. The 49ers are the best team. There's no one in it. The 49ers are going to the Super Bowl. There's no one in the NFC that can beat them. The only team I don't want to see is Kansas City. And not simply because of what happened this year or the Super Bowl. It's beyond that. Football is a game of matchups. When you get to that level, when you get the really, really good teams playing together, just like I was saying this game right now, the X's and O's are all in the Niners' favor versus Seattle.
He believes.
We don't match up well against the Chiefs.
No.
That's why I don't want to play the Chiefs. So I'm thinking about the Super Bowl. I'm not thinking about the NFC. There's no one in the NFC that can beat the 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, Eric Davis says, print the T-shirts. They're going to the big game. He believes. The podcast is called Believe in 49ers Podcast. Eric Davis, thank you so much for joining us today. And I told you, we had a little something here at the end of it for you. Our friends at Harris Ranch Beef are going to send you, for representing the Niners today, 10 pounds of prime steaks, and you get to choose your own cut. Are you going to be grilling up the ribeyes, the porterhouses, or the New York strip steaks?
Oh, man. Okay. Since you didn't give me filet, I'll go with the ribeyes.
Do you know that if you go porterhouse, you get a filet on that one side?
I do know that. Yes, I do know that, but it's just different.
It is different. You're right. You're right, because you're looking for a filet that's like 4 or 5 inches thick, and these aren't those. So
yeah.
When in doubt, you get a ribeye.
I will not be sad when I see those ribeyes on the grill.
No, he won't be, and we certainly weren't sad to see your name on the guest list today. Thank you so much for joining us, man. Great to catch up with you. Enjoy the playoffs, and I guess we'll see you in the Super Bowl, baby.
All right. I'll be there. The Niners will be there.
There he is. Eric Davis here on 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.